we're going to learn Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph of Masechta Sukkah. We're holding on the bottom of Daf Nun Amud Beis, the last three words of the page. So the Gemara is going to try to bring a Machlokas Tanoim, where there seems to be where it seems to revolve around Ikar Shira Bepeh or Ikar Shira Bekli. If you recall, last time we had a Machlokas that which we thought connected to Ikar Shira Bepeh or Ikar Shira Bekli. And what that essentially means is that we know certainly the Levim have an obligation to sing Shira in the Beis HaMikdash, but how is that primarily accomplished? Is that primarily accomplished with their voices, by singing, or is it primarily accomplished with musical instruments? If it's musical instruments, that would mean that the instruments are actually Klei Shares, they have Kedusha to them. If it's with singing, then the musical instruments are just there for musical accompaniment, but they're not Klei Shares. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, this issue of whether Ikar Shira Bepeh or Ikar Shira Bekli is in fact a machlokas tanaim, because we have it's either Titania or not. There are three deos in the Mishnah who holds the Kli Shira at the time that they sing by the carbon. One day is that the Yisraelim don't hold it at all. Rather, Avdei Kohanim Hayu. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that it was the Avdei Kohanim that would do it. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Mishpachas Beis Habgarmu, Mishpachas Beis Tzipraya, that there were certain Mishpachos that would hold it. Ume Amo'um Hayu, and they were from a place called Amma'um, Shahayu Masin Lekuhuna, and these were Yisraelim who had tremendous yichus, and they would marry into families of Kohanim. So their wives, who were almanos, and their daughters were roly to marry Kohanim. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, a third shita, that even Yisraelim Yuchasim couldn't do it, but rather Leviim Hayu. You needed actual Leviim to be menagi in the Klei Shir, to play the musical instruments. So three-way machlokas, who gets to play the instruments? Is it Avadim of Kohanim? Is it Yisraelim Yuchasim? Or is it Dafka Leviim? So my laugh, Baha Kamifli, isn't this what they're arguing about? Demand Yamar, Rameyru holds that it was Avadim Hayu, Kasavar Ikar Shir Bepeh, must hold that Ikar Shir Bepeh, and therefore it doesn't matter who plays the instruments, it could even be Avadim. Umand Yamar Leviim Hayu, the other extreme opinion, Rabbi Chanin ben Antigonus, who held that it had to be the Leviim, Kasavar Ikar Shir Bekli, holds that it's got to be the Leviim, because that is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is playing the instruments. So, frankly, Gemara V'tizbra, you want to say that that's the Nukudas HaMachlokas, whether Ikar Shir Bepeh or Ikar Shir Bekli? Well, then, Rabbi Yossi, who said that it can't be Avadim, but he also didn't require it to be Leviim, he said that it could be Yisraelim Yuchasim, my Kasavar. Where does he fall in that Machlokas? Ikasavar Ikar Shir Bepeh, Afilo Avadim Nami. If he held Ikar Shir Bepeh, then he should have allowed Avadim to do it. Vikasavar Ikar Shir Bekli, and if he holds Ikar Shir Bekli, Leviim in Yisraelim lo, then he should not allow Yisraelim Yuchasim to do it. Only Leviim should be allowed to do it. So how do we understand the middle shita? Ella Dukalei Alma Ikar Shir Bepeh. No, we have to say is that everyone agrees Ikar Shir Bepeh, and therefore playing the musical instruments is not the primary mitzvah of Shira. Ubahaka Miflugi, you know what the Machlokas is about? The machlokas was not a machlokas in halacha. It was a machlokas about what actually happened, who ended up playing. Anybody's eligible to play. It could be Leviim, it could be Avadim, it could be Yisrael Miuchasim. It was just a question of who actually did the playing. So the Gemara says, how could you say that machlokas tanaim is about a story, what the Maisa was in the Beis HaMikdash, and that there's no Machlokas in Din. L'may Nafkamina. Why would we have a Machlokas that has no Nafkamina, that doesn't make any difference in Halacha? So says Gemara, no, there is a Nafkamina. L'malim miduchan liuchsin l'maiser kamiflugi. Do we assume that if someone was involved in the playing of the musical instruments, that we can assume he can receive Maisa Rishon now? If you hold that it's the Leviim that played the musical instruments, then yeah, then if you know of a family that played the instruments, you can now assume that they're eligible to receive Maaser Rishon. But if you assume that it was not the Leviim, then they cannot receive Maaser Rishon. Or in terms of Yichus, if you believe that the families that played the musical instruments were Miuchasim Shabi Yisrael, so good. So then if you know of a family that played the instruments, you can marry off the best to them. But if you hold that it was Avadim, so then that's a major issue with the Yichus. So the Gemara is going to explain the Shita of each Tana. Man diyamar Avadim hayu, if you hold it's Avadim kasavar ein malin miduchan liyuchsim v'lolamayser, would hold that if it was Avadim, then you can't assume anything about the people who played the instruments, not to receive Meiser, nor for Yichus. Man diyamar Yisrael hayu, if you assume it was Yisraelim yuchasim kasavar malin miduchan liyuchsim, so you could assume that they're Avadim yuchas if they played the instruments, v'lolamayser, but not that they should receive Meiser Rishon. O man diyamar Levim hayu, and if you assume it was Levim, kasavar malin miduchan bein liyuchsim bein lemayser, would say that you can take anyone who used to play the instruments and assume that they have yichus and that they could receive Meiser Rishon. So that is the way Rav Yosef understands Machlokes Rav Yosef Review, then the Rabbanon, whether the Chalil is Docha Shabbos. So we're talking about the Chalil of the Karbon. But the Chalil of Beis HaShoeva, remember we were talking about last time, is only Simcha Yisera, and everyone would agree that that for sure cannot be done on Shabbos. But now, says the Gemara, there's another Shita. Rabbi Yemri Baraba Amar Machlokes Bashir Shel Shoeva. The Machlokes is about playing musical instruments at the Simcha Beis HaShoeva. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Savar Simcha Yisera Nami Dochas Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda holds that since the Simcha Beis HaShoeva is part of a mitzvah, so you're allowed to do that on Shabbos also. Rabbi Baran Savri Simcha Yisera Ina Dochas Shabbos Al Bashir Shel Karbon Divrei Kol Avod Hiva Dochas Shabbos. And the Rabbanan would say, no, Simcha Yisera, the actual musical accompaniment to the Simcha Beis HaShoeva, is not going to be Dochas Shabbos, but it could be according to this Deya. Everybody agrees that the actual shir for the karban, playing music by the karban, is going to be Docha Shabbos. So basically, we've had two deos in Amoraim. We had Rav Yosef and Rabbi Yemri Bar Abba, who explained the machlokes Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Dan Rabbanan, in different ways. Are they arguing about shir shel karban, or are they arguing about shir shel Beis HaShoeva? So the Gemara says Meisvei, shir shel Shoeva Docha Shabbos to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, v'cham momrim af yom tovenu Docha. That the shir shel Shoeva, here it's explicit. It says the shir shel Shoeva. Eva, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds as Docha Shabbos, and the Chum says not Docha Shabbos, and is also not Docha Yom Tov. Tiyufta Rav Yosef Tiyufta. So that's a Tiyufta on Rav Yosef, because Rav Yosef thought that by the Shoeva everyone would agree it's not Docha Shabbos. So says the Gemara, Lema Bishir Shal Shoeva Hu Depligi Aval Bishir Shal Karbon Divrei Kol Docha Shabbos. From the fact that the Braisa was explicit that they're arguing about the Shir Shal Shoeva, doesn't that imply that if it were a Shir Shal Karbon, everyone would necessarily agree that it's Docha Shabbos? Lematavi Tiyufta de Rav Yosef Betarti, and therefore doesn't that make this a double Tiyufta on Rav Yosef? Because even on this detail that they argue about a shir shel karbon is wrong, because we say that they don't argue about shir shel karbon. So Amlach Rav Yosef would say, no, you got me on the shir shel shoeva one. I thought that everyone agrees that that's aser. You got me. They argue about that. Pligi b'shir shel shoeva. But v'hu adin the karbon. Maybe they also argue about the shir shel karbon. V'hayt k'mifkli b'shir shel shoeva. And the reason they want to express their machlokas in the brisa in the context of shir shel shoeva, even though they also argue about shir shel karbon, Karban is Od Yachel Kochad Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Dafil D'Shoeva Nami Dachi, to let you know how strong Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is in his opinion that he holds that even the Shir Shal Shoeva is Docha Shabbos. So Vahakatani, so the Gemara tries to show that Rabbi Yosef is incorrect about that as well, because Vahakatani, the Mishnah says Zo Chalil Shal Beis HaShoeva Sheina Docha Loas HaShabbos V'Loas Yom Tov. So it says Zehu De'Eino Docha. Yeah, the Shir Shal Shoeva is not Docha Shabbos Yom Tov. Aval the Karban Docha, but it sounds like the Shir of Karban is Docha Shabbos and Yom Tov. So who do you think is the Tana that's saying this? Money. Inem Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Hamar Shir Shal Shoeva Nami Docha. If it were Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that can't be, because he holds that even the Shir Shal Shoeva is Docha Shabbos. El Lav Rabbanan V'Tiyufta Rav Yosef Petarti Tiyufta. So it must be that it's going like the Rabbanan, and therefore we have a double Tiyufta on Rav Yosef, meaning on both elements, on both the fact that he held that there's a machlokas by Shir Shal Karban, and the fact that he held that Shir Shal Shoeva Lekuli Alma is not Docha, he's wrong about both of those things. There's no machlokas by Shir Shal Karban. Everyone agrees it is Docha, and there is a machlokas by Shir Shal Shoeva. Now, we had a machlokas previously, whether Ikr Shir Bepeh or Bekli, so Gemara is going to explain what the basis of each of those shitos are. My time demand Yamar Ikr Shir Bekli. What's the reasoning for the shita that says Ikr Shir Bekli? Tichsev Ayomer Chizkiyahu LaHalos HaOlam Mizbeach Uveis Hechel HaOla Hechel Shir Hashem VaChatzotzos VaYedei Klei David Melech Yisrael. So you see that the Shir Hashem is with the clay David, and the pasuk explains that the shear was through clay shear that David made. So you see, it's a kashir bekli. My time demand yamar kashir bepeh. What's the basis of the shita that ikar shira bepeh? Dechsev ahi ke echad lamechatzatzrim ulamishorim lashmiya kol echad. So it only mentions the mishorim. That's the singers. Viidach nami haksev ayamar chizkio. But the man yamar that says ikar shira bepeh. What does he do with the pasuk of ayamar chizkio? He understands that the pasuk is saying two separate things. Hechel Shir Hashem Bepeh, and then Al Yidei Klei David Melech Yisrael Luvusumei Kala. Hechel Shir Hashem means singing, and then when it talks about the Klei David Melech Yisrael, it's saying how to make the singing sound nice by playing musical instruments along with it. But it's really about the singing. The Idach Nami, the Mandiyamer that says Ikra Shir Bakli, Haksiv, Ayhi, Ke'echel, Mechatzatrim, L'Meshorim, and it doesn't mention Kalim. So Achi Kamar, he would say, Meshorim, Dumya, the Mechatzatrim, Ma Mechatzatrim Bakli, Af Meshorim Bakli, just like Mechatzatrim is with a Kli, so to Meshorim is with a Kli. So let's do some main points over here in Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. First, we have that three opinions about who holds the Kli Shir: Avadim, Yisraelim, or Levim, and two possibilities of what they're arguing about. Either they're arguing about a kashir peh, a kashir bekli, but we reject that possibility. And then we say, no, what they're arguing about is malin miduchin liyuchsin lemaiser. What can you assume about a person when he did the shira in the Beis HaMikdash? That's what they're arguing about. Main point number two, Rav Yosef suggests that all agree that the instruments are not docha Shabbos by the Beis HaShoeva, and there's a machlokas about the instruments for the karban. Then he tried to even suggest that the machlokas is even by the karban, but by both, but we reject that. And we hold like Rabbi Yirmiyah that the machlokas is only by the shoeva, and all agree that by the karban you can play instruments on Shabbos. And then main point number three, we have sources and psukim. We bring the sources and psukim for the idea of Ikar Shira Bapeh, and for the idea of Ikar Shira Bakli. We'll stop there because that's a good stopping point, and we'll pick up at the Mishnah next time when we do Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis.